as we go around the Ultimate Block Party, I've been trying to sort of treat it as a scavenger hunt and find people from the other Science of Learning centres. I've now tracked down a couple more. Would you guys please introduce yourselves? Tell me where you're from and why you're here.
I'm Michael Bett. I'm the Managing Director of the Pittsburgh Science of Learning Center. I am here to assist in the Block Party, and I want to find out what we do at the center. Is we do learning in classrooms. We do discover how students learn in classrooms and are trying to make it more efficient. This is a great adjunct there where we go out in the field and we see learning as part of play.
And my name is John Stamper. I'm a faculty member at the Human Computer Interaction Institute at Carnegie Mellon University, also part of the Pittsburgh Science Learning Center. And I'm very interested in seeing kids learning in the informal environment, how we might track some of the data and try to figure out how are they learning in these informal settings.
I've said the same thing to everybody so far, but I'll just get your reaction to it. To some people, it would seem odd that you actually have to organize something about the importance of play. Ironic, but speak to that.
Well, a tremendous amount of learning happens at this very early age where kids are playing. And without actually... That's the foundation of learning once they get into school and beyond school. And if we don't understand how that's happening, we don't really understand learning in general.
It's almost like it's a lost opportunity if you don't get the kids early and build that good foundation.
Now, you were telling me that you're actually working, one of the projects that you're working on is actually reducing the amount of time spent learning.
Oh, that's a big part of our center. We are looking at making learning more efficient. That's so kids have the opportunity to learn more in a shorter period of time. But we had a statistics course that was a full semester statistics course. They reduced the time in half, and the gains actually, the learning gains were the same or better on a delayed post-test.
Now, does that mean that your system is better or that the previous system was inadequate?
I don't think it means that the previous system was inadequate, but I think that there are possibly more efficient ways to teach students to learn. And I think you'll find that different modalities work better for different people. Some people work better one-on-one with or in a classroom setting or with a computer tutor, and we want to find the best modality that's going to work for those.
Imagine if we could cut the time of learning a specific set of material by like 10%. That would essentially add 10% extra time to a school year that we could get into extra curriculum and, you know, expand what students are learning.
Or else they could spend more time playing.
Yeah.